Hello, everyone. Thanks for listening to the Voice First R&D podcast. In this episode, I'll be talking with Rev One Ventures about their customer learning lab. Voice First is going to participate in this coming spring. So enjoy. Rev One Ventures is a venture capital firm and startup studio in Columbus, Ohio. They invest in about 25 startups per year and have about $90 million under management currently. Their offices are about 5 minutes west from Ohio State University at 1275 Kinnear Road. We're going to jump right in to my phone call with Pete Georgiev. He's the Entrepreneur Engagement Advisor at Rev One Ventures. We're talking about Rev One Ventures Customer Learning Lab. We jump right in to where Pete is talking about what kind of companies that Rev One invests in.
And generally within the industries of IT software, life sciences, agribusiness or food processing, advanced materials or alternative energy. From there, we hop on a call, learn about the needs, stage, talk through expectations. That's basically where we're at with you, although, through our relationships with organizations like Get Back Hack and, Sea Change and others in the community, sometimes part of this process looks different, obviously. So, if you do well at Give Back Hack, then you win a slot to the Customer Learning Lab and kind of bypass some of the initial intake process. So anyway, the next step, which is what you're invited to, is Customer Learning Lab. And there's about 125 companies that we invite to come through that program per year. We run it 6 times per year. This year is going to be 5 because we're participating in a program called Reach at Ohio State in the early months of this year. But usually about 20 to 25 companies per program will go through with us. 3-day program, as you know, I think I sent you all this info, but it's really designed to help prove out early assumptions that are natural in building a new product and being in the early stages of business. And the two key takeaways really are validating the problem and validating the customer. And trying to get ahead of the number one reason why startups fail, and that is an improper understanding of the market need for what they're trying to do. Mm-hmm. So in addition to a bunch of educational sessions we have there, we also have the folks conduct primary research studies into potential users or buyers. And then that's the first 2 days. And then the third day is a pitch opportunity. It doesn't have any bearing on whether or not a company moves forward with us, but it's a good way to learn a structured pitch to an investor, get feedback from peers and Rev One advisors as well. And that's basically day 3 is everybody pitches, and it's pretty fun. So from there, we'll engage formally with 35 to 40 companies per year, so anywhere from 3 to 5 from a cohort of Customer Learning Lab companies. Formal engagement with Rev One means you gain access to our services, programs, and connections. There's no equity or investment at that point, no promise of investment, even no cost with that service, though. So it's just a formal agreement. We will position companies at the point of engagement for potential investment, but it's important to note that not every company we engage with will receive capital funding. So with that, we make 20 to 25 investments per year, and about half of those are follow-on second round investments into existing portfolio, with the remaining half or so being first time investments. So top to bottom, 500 to 700 inquiries and anywhere from 12 to 15 first time investments into concept and seed stage. And that's kind of our model and how we work. So I'd love to answer any questions you have for us, or if you want to dive in a little bit to what you're working on, that'd be great too.
Yeah. So the main program that you guys have to bring startups in is the Customer Learning Lab. But do you have any other programs, or is this the main one?
That's the only program that we offer to non-engaged clients. And it is part of our intake pipeline, for lack of a better term. It's kind of the final stage of our conversations early on with the company to find out if they'd be a good fit for our process here. 3 days we get to spend with them, learn how they think, how they work, and same thing for the entrepreneur. It's a two-way street. And it also helps hash out the idea a little bit and see if it is indeed, a tech or tech-enabled company with a high-growth business model, which is obviously the type of company we work well with. That's how we're structured. We have other programs that we offer to engaged clients, quite a few actually.
Now, does engaged mean invested, or is that just agreed upon to share, or you Rev1 gets equity for space at Rev1, for network connections, things like that?
No, yeah, so good question. Engaged client and portfolio company are two totally different things for Rev1. Engaged status with Rev1 would come first, and there is no investment, there's no cost to the entrepreneur, it's free. It speaks a little to our business model, which is a two-part model. Rev1 is actually a registered 501c3, so we are a public-private partnership, so a lot of services we provide for engaged clients we can provide for free because of agreements we have with the state to use funding for driving economic growth through startup activity and support. So there's that piece of it. If you engage with Rev1, we don't take equity. If equity, that only comes into play if we purchase it through investment. So there's no point where we just, you know, take equity for, you know, some intangible service or something. That's not how we work. The only time that would happen is if there was a financial investment into a company, then we would purchase equity in it. So that's how that would work. And that would be a totally separate conversation. Engaged clients have access to a lot of, yes, you do have access to the building. And of course, if you are renting a space here, there's a cost associated with that. But, we offer below market rates for the facility. We're basically constantly at 100% capacity. We have 54 right now. The programs as well. And you also have access to a dedicated Rev1 advisor that you can meet with regularly to help identify needs and find out what, you know, next steps would be appropriate and that sort of thing. So that's the difference between engagement and then potential investment. Mm-hmm. That helps.
And what's the track to becoming an engaged client? Would that just be you, Rev1 sees an article and reaches out, or the company comes and pitches a partner or something like that?
Yeah, there's a couple of different ways. One piece of it is we work closely with a couple of innovation partners in the region, so Ohio State University, Nationwide Children's, and Ohio Health. When those organizations are spinning out technologies that are developed in-house, we will often engage with those founders and those business leads that are spinning out technologies to help them grow those companies. Mm. We manage funds for those institutions to help spin out that tech. So there's that component. If it's, you know, if it's an entrepreneur with an organic idea that's not affiliated with one of those research institutions, we work with lots of those as well. And that's where it would follow the more generic track of, you know, you come through a Give Back Hack or a Startup Weekend, or you just come through our website, or you know one of our team members, that sort of organic track. And then we're just looking for a company that fits with our model, which is, again, at least 50% located in Central Ohio, and it's a high-tech or tech-enabled product, so like a SaaS platform or a new technology product or a medical device, medical product, food processing, food tech, agribusiness, that sort of thing, and is it high growth, you know? So those are the things that we're looking for. And then from there, a lot of it becomes a question of, can the team execute? And those are questions that have to get answered further down into the relationship. But that's roughly how the path to engagement works. And Customer Learning Lab is a big piece of that for us.
Yeah, so I could go into explain a little bit about our company. So it consists of me and a few other Ohio State students, about four. So there's a total of five of us. There's been some participation of other people that are in and out and, you know, but aren't completely committed. So it started when Patrick Sweetman, he is a, I want to be completely transparent though. It's the original idea I pitched at Give Back Hack. It's not the same idea. Is that going to be an issue? Is that bad?
No, the companies regularly pivot. I mean, you got to listen to the market. Well, market need for a product and market data, market feedback, what customers will pay for is what we're interested in.
Good.
Not,
yeah.
Not the idea itself, if that makes sense.
So, yeah, we started off, the way we got started was one of our founders, Patrick Sweetman, he was an intern at Amazon, on their IoT team, and he really got into voice while he was there. He comes back to OSU in about March. He started a consulting firm on Upwork. He was doing freelancing for different voice apps and things like that. Then he decided, well, why am I not capturing any of this value? So he started a company to create these and, you know, create value for the company that the company owned itself. So the first product that we have several demo products, but the one product that we have customers with in a partnership with is called My Dry Cleaner right now.
Is it? My Dry Cleaner?
Yeah, the company is called Voice First Tech.
Voice First
Tech. Yes.
Okay.
The product is My Dry Cleaner, and it's a platform that dry cleaners can schedule pickups with their customers. Dry cleaners that deliver and pick up dry cleaning, they can schedule these through Amazon Alexa and Google Assistant. We have 6 customers right now, and we want to work with them and work with the main work that we are doing right now is making it scalable so that we can have a dry cleaner come to our website, log in, and become a part of the platform and get spun up and working without us having to do anything. And they can pay us, and then they can become a subscribed customer to the platform, and then we'll have revenue and continuously innovating the product. But right now we have 6 customers. We have 5 working apps for the 5 different dry cleaners, but they're all 5 separate apps right now. And so right now we're working on making it one app for all dry cleaners. That way it's much more scalable. And that's where we're at right now. We're talking to the customers. We have a partnership with one of the members of the Board of Dry Cleaners of the United States, which they control 60% of the dry cleaners in the United States.
Interesting. Okay.
Go ahead.
What's the pricing look like for something like that?
Yeah. Let me go to the pricing page real quick.
Side note, I don't think I've ever used a dry cleaner.
So the startup plan we have, we are willing to build a demo for them, but that would be $39. That's the startup plan. Enterprise is $99. You get I'll just run through it and then I will go from lowest to highest. So startup plan is $39 with a $109 setup fee. You get an Alexa skill, a Google Action, web dashboard where you can check your orders. That's about it. You get like window clings, counter clings, like these dumb little, physical products for your dry cleaner. But on the software end, that's you get an Alexa skill, Google Action, and web dashboard where you can check your orders. For $99, you get Alexa skill, Google Action, web dashboard, and then you can have 2 or more stores. The original is just 1 store. For the platinum plan, it's $149 a month, $199 setup fee. You get an Alexa skill, Google Action, web dashboard, and 2 or more stores. Custom branding for your skill, and then we'll take care of like Facebook, Google, and Instagram ads for the company, because a lot of these companies aren't very tech savvy, so we decided to add that.
Gotcha. No, that was just helpful for me to understand what they think they'd pay for.
It's definitely flexible, though. That's why we want to go through you guys, because like we're just a bunch of college kids, and I mean we have the work ethic, we have the developers, but we don't have these we don't have the roadmap.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What else is out there, like from a competition standpoint? Can anyone just? I'm assuming obviously it's a skilled developer who can develop some of these voice app type stuff, but is it do you have anything like proprietary that, you know, lets you do it better than others, or is it more no one has really done it yet?
I would say so it initially started as an interest in the voice space because the technology is being rolled out and there's a lot of rain sounds and thunderstorm sounds apps, but there's not people actually building this out for companies, you know, besides like flash briefings for news and things like that. Our, I would say, competitive advantage is Pat Sweetman. He is just constantly building new things in voice, and we're using Jovo. It's a framework that allows you to build out for Alexa and Google at the same time. And so we're adopting technology that not a lot of people are using. Like, we have gone to meetups with like the Alexa meetup in Columbus, and there are people that are experienced software developers and people who have started software companies before, but they are hard coding in 20 lines something to capture an email, which this framework just has a wrap for that, and you can do it in one line of code. But they don't use the framework, which has many other wraps for all other types of things, like in APIs that Google wants in their actions and things like that. And so it's maybe they have the website, other things buttoned up, but we are using fundamentally easier and faster developing, faster iterated technology. Like, you know, we can test things faster. We can build out for both Alexa and Google, where these other companies are literally just building for Alexa and they're hard coding it.
Gotcha. Okay.
Cool. Yeah, no, that's interesting. I think I wasn't expecting, by this point, you know, the companies that go through Give Back Hack, a lot of times, you know, the team members are meeting each other for the first time, and, you know, there's not customers and business structure.
Well, yeah, we've been working on it, though, I've been full-time working on the startup since Give Back Hack, and we kind of had a serious pivot about 6 months ago, I don't know, 3-4 months ago, and we've been working, like, all last semester, this is what we did, like, starting in September, you know, till now, and so now I'm graduated, the others are still in school, but will graduate in the spring, so, you know, it's just more time I can spend on it.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. Yeah, I mean, Customer Learning Lab is really the next step with us, and it'll be a good experience for you. There's a lot of peer value because there's, you know, 20 to 25 other founders in there that you can connect with and pick their brains. You get to work with a, you know, Rev1 advisor at a table there with a couple other companies and work through a lot of the material with a group, as well as being able to ask questions throughout. So, we're excited to have you in the program and see if it makes sense to, you know, to move forward or not. But at a minimum, you know, it's neat to hear that you guys have made this much progress this quickly. I mean, we'll tell anybody the best way to get funding for your business is to have customers, and you guys are you're out there talking to them and finding out what they want and what they'll pay for, and that's it. Nobody, if you're doing that and you're doing it well and people are paying you, I mean, to a point, there's not much else someone else could really tell you you need to do differently.
Yeah.
There's tools and resources to do that, but you have the right approach, I think. We try and get a lot of people to think that way initially.
Yeah. My main thing right now is we are having to just, it's a quick, so I don't know how familiar you are. You guys technical? Like, are you guys software developers at all? Or, I mean, I'm not that technical, but the only thing that we have to do right now to onboard a customer is there's an edit me file in the actual application in the code base. And we just edit that. We change a few things, the dry cleaner name, like their invocation to start it up. And then we launch it to the Alexa store, which is great. But in the last like month, we've been really doing a lot of automated deployment, and we're changing from Firebase to DynamoDB because it's faster and it works better with AWS. Things that are allowing us to scale, like, so that we don't have to make a new app for every single dry cleaner. And so my dilemma is, like, I'm in charge of selling, because I've learned a little bit of development, but Pat is and a few of the other guys are way better at it. And so I focus on like talking to the customer, working with the people we have a partnership with. But my dilemma right now is, you know, selling more versus like scaling it, because the more we sell, the more time we have to dedicate to building, you know, just a real deploying a new app for each dry cleaner. So that's what we're kind of working through right now. But I'm excited. I think that, like, Pat as a developer and the people that he's leading, he is the CTO, and he is like Mike Tyson, and we just need a good boxing coach to get us in the right direction, and maybe whatever we'll learn there and the network will build. So I don't know, I'm really excited to get in there, you know.
Yeah, no, we're excited to learn a little bit more and work with you through that program. So yeah, I mean, help with selling and how to scale and how that works. These are all good questions to bring with you and bounce them off our staff as well as some of the folks in the program. I mean, we're excited to have you, and I don't know that we have much more we need to talk about on the call on our end. I think we're about at time. Do you have any final questions for us or thoughts or anything?
Yeah, what could we do to get ready? Anything?
That's a good question. So I can send you there's a couple of resources in something we call our Entrepreneur Toolkit, and it'd be worthwhile to just at least go through and look at a few of them. We typically send those out, you know, shortly before the program to get people thinking about it, but I can certainly send them to you early and just to get the wheels spinning about how we approach things. So if for nothing else than to understand how we how we look at the world and what we think is important to keep in mind. Yeah,
for me, the more contacts you can get, it sounds like you have some good customers, which most people don't have when they're coming through our customer learning lab. You have a product and you have tech background, which most people, I guess half of the companies probably don't have when they come through a customer learning lab. But, you know, I would challenge you to bring an open mind. We're going to teach you some things about surveying your audience and your customer base to make sure you're not building a product that no one's going to want. So you already have some validation there. But if you can, you know, as many contacts as you can get in that industry between now and then, the better, because we're going to help you put together some quantitative surveys and help you understand how to approach qualitative surveys, I feel like that's where your biggest opportunity is going to be, is in trying to get into those organizations like you talked about where they have tons of members, or figuring out where this technology, if you guys are able to develop some sort of proprietary aspect of the technology itself, how to understand where that can go. Because I think that could be an interesting part of it. So
yeah,
I think as many people as you can gather in the next, you know, however long, kind of have them on your radar and try to have set up some conversations for that second week of Customer Learning Lab. That'll be really helpful.
Exactly. Awesome. And yeah, we are very interested in developing the technology in the code base. Dry cleaner is a great opportunity, and it's, you know, we have customers and everything, but we see this as a stepping stone. We'll make it a scalable product, and if we can take everything we learned from this vehicle and turn it into there's a bigger play. It could potentially be a logistics and scheduling through voice code base that we build, things like that. Like, we are focused on dry cleaner right now because it was where we had customers, but there's so much opportunity in voice that we are definitely looking to develop, like, technology and find where we can make even a bigger play.
Good.
Yeah.
I think that's a really fantastic mindset.
Good approach. Go where the customers are and see where it leads you. Yeah. Awesome. Well, I'll send a follow-up email with a link to that toolkit. And I think I sent you the link to sign up for the program. If you haven't already, please do so, just so we have you, you know, locked into a seat there.
Should I sign up the other people that I'll be bringing, or do we just need one team, like one person per team?
We ask that folks don't bring more than three, because it just gets real crowded in that room pretty quickly.
That's fine.
But feel free to sign up to, you know, yourself and two others. You're welcome to bring people. Bring themselves all the time. Sometimes it's two. It's more often, I think, an average of about two per ish.
Awesome.
But really whatever's going to help you guys go through it better. But as long as one person makes it all the way through, they'll get the full experience. That's what we're looking for.
And what are the times of the days? It's a full day for 3 days, correct?
Yeah. Day three, you get out a little early, but yeah, it's basically 8:30 to 5-ish, 8:30 to 4:30 for the first 2 days, and then 8:30 to, we get out about 3 on that last Friday. But all that info is in the document I shared, too. I'll send you this stuff again just so you have it fresh.
Awesome.
Cool. All right, well, thanks for your time, RJ, and we look forward to having you in the program.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for taking the call. I appreciate it. Sorry for making the logistics a little complicated, but thanks for taking the time.
Absolutely. Our pleasure. Take care.
All right. Take it easy. Have a good weekend. Go Bucks.